closed it out last night, and you could tell that former President Bill Clinton, he was relishing the opportunity to jump back into the political game with his speech last night. Had the folks just hyped there in the Time Warner Arena. Want to go to right now President Obama's senior advisor, close friend, Valerie Jarrett. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Rowan. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Valerie.
Well, I got the impression the president, he told President Clinton, hey, man, not a bad job.
Outstanding job. He gave a stem-winding speech. He had the ability for about 45 minutes to walk through every single accomplishment of President Obama, and he also refuted a lot of the nonsense, frankly, we've been hearing from the other side. And I think one of my favorite lines is, you know, we're not going to double down on the trickle down. That doesn't work. That's what they want to do. Double down on the trickle down.
I ran into Fox News' Brett Baer at Bob Johnson's after party. And everybody talks about Bill Clinton's 1988 speech, how long it was. It was 36 minutes. Last night's speech was 50 minutes, and I was shocked because I tell you, it didn't feel like it was a long speech at all because he was nailing every applause line, and the room was eating everything up.
Wasn't the room? I mean, it was electric in there, and everybody, you're right, Roland, they were listening to every word he was saying. He made his case, but he made it in a way where everybody could say, yeah, exactly, that's right, that's exactly right. And so it was terrific. He was passionately behind it. You could tell. I was sitting so that I could actually see the teleprompter, and he did ad-lib a bit, and it actually made his points even stronger. So he's all in, and he's a huge asset to President Obama. And I think the other point that he made, which was a very good one, is, look, when you compare when we have had Democratic presidents and how the economy has done in terms of job creation to the Republicans, the Democrats have fared far better. And, in fact, under President Clinton's watch, we created 23 million jobs with the exact same policies that President Obama has been promoting.
The president was supposed to speak in the Bank of America Stadium. Because of the weather reports, they moved it to the Time Warner Arena. What will the president say tonight? Will he be very aggressive in going after Mitt Romney, Congressman Paul Ryan, and laying out his vision as to why he deserves four more years?
Well, tonight gives the president the opportunity to do really several things. One, again, describe the country as he inherited it from President Bush, what he has accomplished over the last 4 years, and then the roadmap moving forward. And, you know, the president's whole approach is we need to have a strong and robust middle class. We have to have pathways to that middle class. That's why in his first term he spent so much focus on education and making college affordable. We've got to make sure that our workforce is prepared for the jobs of the 21st century when we're trying to compete in this global marketplace. And he will also talk very specifically about the work left to do. Although we certainly have had 29 consecutive months of private sector job growth, over 4.5 million jobs, we still know that people are sitting around their kitchen tables trying to figure out how to make ends meet. And so for every American who wants to work, the president is determined to figure out a way to put them back to work. We know that the long-term economic drivers are in the private sector. That's where the job creation occurs. But government certainly has a role to foster an environment where businesses, small, medium, and large, can thrive and grow. And he'll lay out his case for that tonight.
J. Anthony Brown sent me a text, and he wanted to know, will there be a special chair on stage tonight?
There will be no empty chairs on stage.
For the empty promises of the Republicans, no?
No. You know, I think our convention has been very different. We saw a lot of personal attacks at their convention. I think the first night, I would say our keynote speaker, Mayor Castro, did a wonderful job of saying, you know, I am the American dream. His life, similar to both the president and the first ladies, where in this great, great country, he was able to achieve so much, and family that invested and sacrificed in him. The first lady, I don't know, can you imagine anyone making a better case for her husband than she did? She knows him better than anyone. She knows his values, what motivates him, how he has made his decisions and why. It was a very uplifting first night. And then last night was amazing as well. We talked about President Clinton. Elizabeth Warren talked about how we do need to have rules for the road. And she was right in there battling. She was up against those lobbyists who were spending so much money trying to keep us from having a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, looking out for the consumers to make sure our mortgage forms are understandable, our credit cards are understandable, holding these financial institutions accountable. Just a great, great night last night. Sandra Flynn talking about what we're doing to make sure that we protect women's rights. And then tonight will be a crescendo.
All right. Some tough acts to follow. And so I'm sure he stayed up a little late having to add some stuff. Because the First Lady, she put a little pressure on him.
She did put a little pressure. But, you know, he likes pressure. He does very well. And as she said, you know, has this office changed him? No, no. It has actually revealed who he is. So he's looking forward to tonight. He's psyched. He's excited. And so thank you all for tuning in and paying such close attention to this election. Everybody's got to go out and register to vote.
Yeah, yeah, all right, Valerie, Tom, I'll be on TV One tonight, 8 p.m. to midnight. Yeah, yeah.